Blast off.
Okay, let's begin. In the art scroll, we are on page 470. The second paragraph, Hasheni Huinyan told us his man. In the Feldheim green, we are up to page 164, page Kuf Samach Dalid. The bottom line, Hasheni Hu. So now what we're talking about is how to acquire humility. So we said the first way for a person is to process, to think. Humility is not something in physical action. It is also, but ultimately, as the Ramchal explained, is it's internal. And a guy could go like this, and he could act all humble, but inside, he's an egomaniac. And a guy also can act a certain way on the outside, but inside, he feels a certain way about himself. As we've learned before already, that who are the humble of humbles? Avram Avinu, a powerhouse, is humble. How is he a powerhouse? Not a contradiction. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, is the humblest of them all. Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader of the Jewish people. So he didn't sit there in the corner. He was a big leader. David HaMelech is a warrior. He's a warrior. And he's humble. Moshe and Aaron. This is all from the Ramchal. And the Ramchal continues. Hasheni, who Inyan Chiluv told us as man. Says the Ramchal, time changes. Berov tmurusim, ki asher kali azani. A rich guy can easily become poor. And the opposite, right? Hamoishal could be an eved. The position, the guy who is the controller and this big guy could end up being a slave. Vamachubud lenikla. Someone who has a lot of honor, in one second, he could lose it all. If a guy can in a minute, his whole life can turn upside down, so then that means the life that he has now that he thinks is so powerful, I guess is not so powerful, as he says. How many sicknesses? Love all of them. She talk about b'mo piv l'schayel mishiyazer zviyazev yikol avimiktas. How many sicknesses can come on in a person in a second that he's going to have to come on to other people? Kamat sorois chas v'chalila. How much sorrow? Yichom love all of. She talk about lechel shachem bnei ram asher mas l'fam l'seif slam shalom. Listen to what the Ramchal says. You didn't want to say hi to this guy. Suddenly you're going to ask this guy to say tehillim for you. Chas v'shalom. So suddenly you're not so great. Laman you loy lemoshim. So the second thing he says, so number one is processing. Number one, we said, thinking about your life, where you come from, we all end up being buried, we all end up being worm food and maggot food. It's just the way reality of life. Right? And remember, humility doesn't make you sad. Humility actually makes you happy. Humility makes you actually functioning better. So if a person thinks that all these things are going to make him sad and down and depressed, he's not really being humble. Depression is more of a result of gaiva, of ego, than it is of humility. By the way, it's not a forum for now. But that's, and number two, says the Ramchal, is the fact that things can change. In one second, you could be like this. One second, you're down. You could be up also, right? You meet the girl. You meet that girl that you're waiting to meet. In one second, so what are you so down about? If in one second, you can meet that beautiful girl who you've been waiting for, and you can get married, so what's the problem? You're all depressed. In one second, your whole life can turn around. Number three. Right, it's good zug. Now this is a little hard to hear. When a person realizes how responsible he is to Hashem, how much I owe Hashem, how much Hashem gives me, and how much I deserve to give back. You don't have the place? Etc. Right? That basically, right, he became aware and how much he lamented and how much he owes Hashem. V'al HaKol, says the holy Ramchal. Thank you, Hashem, for the holiness and the prophecy of the Ramchal. That the Ramchal teaches us how to live our life. Where else are you going to learn how to live your life, by the way? I always ask myself that question. If you don't have the Ramchal teaching you how to live your life, who's teaching you how to live your life and what's right and what's wrong? That's a good question to ask. To realize how weak our brains are and our mind is. Verov ta'uyotav uchsavav. One of my favorite paragraphs in this entire sefer. Most of the time, we might be wrong and mistaken. Sheyoser karov lo tamid atos ma'adi amitis. You hear this? Man is more close to making mistakes than he is to the truth. I love that. Al kein yira tamid ma'asakana zayis. Vivake shlumay tamid mikol adam. V'lishmo tamid le'itza penikashal. It's a tough one. So it means to actually question yourself a little bit. Like, maybe I'm really not so right about things. Right? When you hold on, right? It's one of the things. When you believe your thoughts so strongly, that's when you suffer. When you believe that this has to be this way, that's when you suffer. When you're able to go into dialogue, that's why people have trouble listening to other people. They can't listen to other people. What's wrong with listening to somebody else? Listen to somebody. Maybe they disagree with you. Maybe they have another opinion. That's what all the Gemara is filled with that. Machleiksim, Chachamim, Rav Meir. Total. That's why we don't learn Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi straight through. That's not for Olam Hazeh. That's for Olam Haba. That's the after Mashiach comes. I'm not going to learn Yerushalmi. You learn Bavli, because what's Bavli? It's Meleshem Bilbul. It's all confusing. You have this Shita and that Shita, Rabbi Akiva Eger, and you have the Rajba, and you have the Ritva. Everyone's arguing. You have Tosis and Rashi. It's arguing. Yeah, it's okay. So you have a different opinion. What's the problem? It's good to have different opinions. It's humbling. Umasha Amru Ezeu Chacham Haloimin Mikol Adam. Who's a chacham? Somebody who could listen to somebody else. Oh, here we go. Now, why are people bali gaiva? I love this. We're going to finish, Lee Nether will finish the parak. I love it. Why do people have ego problems? Because they enjoy the world too much. You're too satisfied. V'ram levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem. Your heart is too, that's our generation. We have so much abundance. Al kein matzulam chsidim toivli yasad man and afshel lefamil man eshpil yetzer gaiva. So it's good to fast a little bit. It's good to go on a diet, says the Ramchal. Asher enen mezgabel mitoicha riboy. Because when do you get frustrated? God willing, you'll get upset at your wife because supper's not ready on time. That's pure gaiva, pure ego. Why? So you'll walt it, right? That's what you'll do. You'll, whatever it's called in America. What are they called in America?
Uber Eats.
Uber Eats. You'll Uber Eat it, right? You'll have the Uber Eats come from the side door so your wife doesn't know, right? So when a person learns to diet a little bit, so if supper's not ready on time, you're not going to get angry. You'll have a, right? That's the commercial for Snickers, right? Indian Charmer, excuse me. Right, you have to eat before you get angry. So when it's brought down, you're going to eat a little bit. Chill out. Don't get so angry. Ain ari noyim, right? The Gemara Brachos you guys will learn. Ain ari noyim from mitach kupa shel tevel, mitach kupa shel basar. You give the lion some meat, he's roaring. You give him some tevin, you give him some straw, he's not going to roar so much. The more food you have, the more satisfied you are, the more you get grouchy. V'hine, here it is, guys. Love it. Berosh kolam afsidim. What is the number one, right? You guys know this, right, from that Family Feud, sorry to mention, right? The number one, bing! What is the number one reason why people are egomaniacs? You'll never, it's incredible. Zakta Ramchal, the number one is people are stupid. That's what he says, right? Wasichlus, umir aidi amitis. Because you don't read enough, you don't learn enough. Kisir shein hakaim mitzu yoysel misha sachli yoyser. Right? Like I always say, a guy says, oh, I'm not happy. Did you read any books on happiness? Not one book. So of course you're not happy. You don't even know what happiness is. I have so much anxiety. You read any books on anxiety? Nope. So what do you expect? Right? Shabbos. I don't know what Shabbos is. You don't even know how to spell Shabbos. So read a sefer on Shabbos. Read two sefarim on Shabbos. Then talk to me about Shabbos. The Shabbos that we don't know. People don't know. Rabbi Seinu Amru, Simen Legas Zarich, Haruach Anias Satira. You don't know. You don't know anything. Klum. Oh, I love this. Shibuchi. This is mamish. This is what we deal with, right? Praise. You have to praise. Everything's praising and praising. I need praise. Oh, this one didn't praise me. This one tell me how great I am. Sit there and get some information. Kaved, kvedus is, you're heavy. You have, you're, and here it is. Vamruoid, I love this. Istra, Menachem, you'll shake that for us. Istra bulgina kish kish karya. Makes a lot of noise. Why does it make a lot of noise? Thank you, Menachem. Why does it make a lot of noise? Makes a lot of noise because it's empty. So the guy who makes a lot of noise is very, very empty. The emptier you are. What? The what?
Say this, my grandfather.
Really? You like that? Okay, it's my uncle is a big he talked, had a lot, he had Yedia Satoira. The less you know, the louder you are. The louder you are. When you know something, it's like, I don't have to talk so much. Oidamru, Shalal Nisrak. They ask the trees that didn't bear fruits. Why? If Neymakokam Nishra, why are you so loud? Amru Halvaya Kalena Nishra Vizakar. They're loud because they don't have fruits. They don't bear any fruits. Kvarainu Shemoisha. Oh, Shumufkar Mishabakhadam. Hayanam Mikhadam. I think I've written over here. Do I have it? Yeah, Ma Kesher. I don't know. I have no idea why he put that in there, right? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, I guess he's saying he's Anam Mikhadam. Maybe Al Tzaira. He doesn't explain. But he just says that Moshe Rabbeinu, at this point, he just says, maybe after the Shir we'll talk about it. Yeah. But the Pshat is, Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Shemoshu Mufkar Shabadam, Hayanam Mikhadam. Okay. Not sure how that. Yeah, you got a srak right before, yeah. Okay, we'll talk afterwards. Right? Keep that on the side. I love this also. You got to hang around people who got to praise you all the time and they're going to flatter you. Right? Interesting that he says, oid, meaning he doesn't say, roish kolam afsidim at the end. Okay, a lot of different questions. We'll keep the Moshe Rabbeinu on the side. Maybe we'll answer afterwards. Right? It's people who flatter you for no reason. Not only do they flatter you with things that you don't even have. That it's not even true. Whatever you have, they don't flatter you with. And whatever you don't have, they flatter with you. Right? So they sort of just make you feel good. You hear this? Das ha'adam. We're very easily seduced into flattery. And we're very easily, you're such a great guy. This is hardly you think you have it. You never even had it. He says it becomes venom for you. Unbelievable. Right? When your mother tells you, right, that I tell people this, don't tell your kids this. You're such an artist. Or your father tells you, you're such an artist. You're not an artist. You're a four-year-old kid who doesn't know how to draw. What are you talking about? Why is he an artist? That's not an artist. Oh, you're so smart. Not for now. The worst thing you could tell your kids is that they're smart. I have a whole svar on why. Never helps anybody. You could say you work hard. You could say you're a hard worker. You know how to use your brain. But what happens is you pump up your kid because you want your kid to be, my kid has to be, right? It has to make up for all your failures. So you have to go ahead and tell your kid what he is not. And then you wonder why he's suffering so much. He's suffering so much because you made him into a Balgaiva. I know this is not the forum for this shir, but sorry, anyone who's listening to this shir, I and the other shirim, and you can hear more of this. Right? They made him into a god. When you praise someone so much, you make him into a god till the guy himself starts believing it. Listen to this, guys. I'm happy Rabbi Zimmerman's here. I want him to hear this. He says, right? I always talk about myself like this, right? Listen to what he says. Al-Kain, right? Avigdor, I just told you this. Mi she'ein of Bereshai. Amamish just told us to Avigdor. Yoyser Yizar V'ayin V'maisa Mishroitzel L'knoisel L'chaver O'liyoyetz O'lipaket Al-Besai. You want to know, right? He says people are destroyed because the flattery of the people they hang around. And if you want to be a good leader, what do you say? He's going to talk about David HaMelech in a second. You want to be a good leader, you're going to go ahead and you're going to have around you people who keep you in check. Okay, mi she'ein av b'roshay, that's why I have Rabbi Zimmerman. You pick who is your friend and who is advising you. Olepaket al-besa, your wife. Everyone wants the wife who's going to leave them alone? No, don't have a wife who's going to leave you alone. Right? Your wife, have a wife who's a chash of a wife. People get nervous. Oh, my wife is too chash for me. That's good. I don't know why he talks about this. Interesting. He says, be more careful with this than the food you eat. I'm not sure why he says this. Right? It affects your body. But he says, the people you hang around with can destroy your essence and everything. But David HaMelech, Allah HaShalom, used to do this. I only want Erlich of people around me. I don't need everybody else telling me that I'm a great king. I need Erlich of people around me. That's why I said, that's why I hang out with Rabbi Zerman. I don't want anyone who hangs out with me who's a deceiver, who's a liar. Vein toiv la'adam. Ella, you guys hear this? You guys ready for this? Ella yavakesh loy chaverim tamimim. Sheyairu eina v'ma shehu iver boy. They will tell you what you're blind to. V'yochichu ba'avasam. And they will rebuke you with love. You hear this? V'nimtzu matzil noisoy mikol ra. And it ends up they will save you from all the bad. I'll never forget when I walked out of my house one time. It was when I was a teenager and I wanted to look all good. I was diving in a youth minyan. For those who know, in Shomer Amuna, we started way back in the day. Way back in the day. Avigdor, you hear this? Back in Shomer Amuna, I was from the beginners of the youth minyan before the Shomer Shul, where it was in the old house. That turned into, it was a tamamish right over there. I remember going there, I was all excited. Davin, you know, they had the women's section also. You guys got what I'm saying. I remember walking out with my tie. I remember walking out, my mother stops me and says, Yoni, that tie is not a good tie to wear. I'm like, what? She goes, I'm your mother. No one else is going to tell you this. Your friends, nice tie. I'm your mother. I could tell you that you got to wear a nicer tie.
Nicer?
Yes.
Yes.
And I went, and I got a nicer tie. This goes back 40, guys, I don't want to date myself that old. It goes back close to 40 years. But know what I learned in that lesson from that? I remember my mother telling me, Yoni, only the people who really love you and care about you could tell you that you have a stain on your shirt, that you got to wear a different tie. Someone who's just going to, the yes man, you know, you don't need the yes man. Yeah, it's good to have people who support you. But ultimately, you have to hang around the people who could tell you, yes, you gotta do this different. Kimash ain't adam yachal lirois, that which I can't see. Lefisha ain't a royal choyvel atzma. I've said this many times. There's only one person who you can't see, and that's yourself. The only person in the entire universe that you can't see. So you need good people to see you. Hemiru yavinu zinu yal zed nemar uteshua beroyv yoyets. That salvation comes from the help of other people. We are up to Perek Chav Dalet. We have two more prakam. It's actually three more prakam. It's Chavav till we finish the entire Sefer. Have a wonderful day, night, morning, or afternoon, whenever you're listening to the Shir. And Yehuda, notice, we love you.